Billionaire Mike Bloomberg is qualified for the next Democratic presidential debate. A new poll published Tuesday shows Bloomberg with 19% support nationally. It's the first time he'll stand up alongside the rivals he has so far avoided by bypassing the early voting states and using his personal fortune to find himself through TV ads.
A man who drove a car into a Clay County home in 2017 while high on mushrooms, killing his friend, sentenced to 15 years in prison. 20-year-old Jacob Musto pleaded guilty back in October to voluntary manslaughter in connection with the death of 17-year-old Jake Wehmeyer.
Devon Dotson hit 6 3-pointers and scored 29 points. 5 Kansas players hit double-figure scoring, and the third-ranked Jayhawks rolled to a 91-71 victory over Iowa State.
Apple is warning investors it's not going to meet its second-quarter financial guidance because of the viral outbreak in China that's cut production of iPhones. The company says all of its iPhone manufacturing facilities have reopened after the coronavirus scare, but production is ramping up slowly.
Cloudy skies this morning. Some sunshine will move in this afternoon, but definitely colder with a high of only 42 today. We drop down to 19 tonight and becoming cloudy and 31 on Wednesday.